PacALM co-head coach Brandon Ruffridge will get the headset on. And coach, you win it 7-3 tonight over Storm Lake St. Mary's. That big third inning in which you scored 4 runs.
Been a while since I've done this, Ryan.
Yeah, it has. 4-run third inning, big one for you to give you some breathing room here tonight.
Yeah, that was a good inning for us. We haven't had very many big innings up to this point, but we're able to play a few, and we, you know, versus some base running miscues throughout the game, but we needed that.
And you bat around that inning and used the suicide squeeze to perfection there, as you got one run across by way of that in the seventh inning. Love seeing that play always. You tried it earlier in the game. Didn't quite work out for you, though, but turn to gold there.
We did. We haven't executed that very well this year, Ryan, so it was nice to see us get a couple of those down, although we did miss a couple tonight, but we'll take what we can get.
Mm-hmm. And how about Ryan Anderson was cruising along on the mound for you, especially those first few innings there, and got 6 innings out of him here tonight.
You know, for a young guy, Ryan's really given us some good starts up to this point. And you could tell, you know, once he got around 80 pitches, he started laboring a little bit. And it was nice to see him get through 6 so we could get to Shea and close out the win. It was nice to get some insurance runs there in the top of the 7th, though.
Well, your defense played flawless here tonight. And one young man, one of the youngest ones on your team, had a big part in that. Christian Davidson at shortstop. He was making every play out there tonight. A couple of tough ones there deep in the hole. He went for one of those outs in the 7th inning. Doesn't look like an 8th grader out there.
No, and Christian has really been a staple for us in the infield up to this point. And, you know, he's even had to play a little bit of third base because we've had an injury or so that's created us to move guys around out of their normal position that they're used to. But Christian has really played solid for us up to this point and really having a good year, and hopefully he can continue to do so.
And he had 13 hits in this game. Nice production at the plate.
We did. That surprises me, that number, because you would think with 13 hits we would have put up a few more runs. But, you know, St. Mary's did some nice things defensively, cut down some runners. And we failed to execute a few times, failed to tag up on a pop fly there at the end. But we'll take the win because we've kind of been up and down this year. So we're going to take them any way we can get them.
Yeah, consistency not quite there yet, but this is your 4th win in your last 5 games. So hopefully you're getting there.
You bet. We will, especially on the defensive end right now, with the exception being Monday night. It was nice to bounce back last night against Emmitsburg and then again tonight defensively. Because we kind of been inconsistent as far as that part of the game goes. And so now I feel like, you know, we're kind of finding ourselves. We got Trey back tonight. He got cleared. He had broken his toe. So we've had guys, like I said earlier, out of position. And so hopefully that's going to help us get back into a little bit of a rhythm. And, you know, at least defense, I feel like we're coming along. Now maybe hopefully the hitting will come along.
Well, a busy week as you're in action Monday through Friday this week. Thursday, home game against Webster City, and then Friday against a Newell Fonda squad that's doing really well so far.
Yeah, it's a real busy week for us, and with the new pitch count rules, we've really had to watch what we're doing. And like I said earlier, it was nice that we could get those insurance runs for Shea, because he's kind of struggled a little bit around the plate and hasn't really thrown strikes like he normally does. So that was, you know, what he did tonight. Hopefully that will give him a little bit more confidence moving into the rest of the season as well. And at the moment, we're sitting good for the rest of the week. So hopefully things shake out the way we need them to.
Well, you'll enjoy a little more time with Ellie before, as you were telling me, she takes off tomorrow for Springfield, Missouri. Hello, Missouri State.
Yeah, hello, Missouri State. first kid for Carl and I to go off to college. So we're going to enjoy the last few hours tonight and get a few things set up for her so she's ready for orientation on Friday. And you know, the next chapter begins for her, and we're all excited for it.
Yeah, say hi to your manager for me. Thanks,
yeah,
Brandon.
I will. You know, and she wanted me to tell you and Chris, thanks a lot for all the coverage that you've given her and the girls over the past 4 years. She really appreciates it, and she's going to miss talking with you guys.
Yeah, likewise for us. It was an honor for us to watch her and the girls over the years. So thanks,
Coach.
We'll see you again.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ryan.